Hey, good morning, Sioux Falls. Good morning, Andy. Good morning, the lovely Christy. Hope everybody had a great weekend. We start off with a pop quiz question. I like this one. Name the name of the hottie who is opening a all-children's restaurant. Just for kids. Kids would also be allowed in the kitchen, a teaching experience, as well as being a kid's restaurant. And she's opening it in her home country. Is it America's Jessica Biel? Is it England's Keira Knightley? Or is it Australia's Nicole Kidman? Well, we all know now, Denver, Seattle, Super Bowl. You know, we could actually call it the Marijuana Bowl, or the Bud Bowl, or the Pot Bowl, since those are the only two major cities where you can legally buy pot. Could it be a far-out Super Bowl, dude? It should be quite a party. The Screen Actors Guild Awards were on Saturday night. That is one of my favorite award shows to attend. It's always at the Shrine Auditorium. And the Screen Actors Guild Award winners are often the very same winners in the acting categories for the Oscars. With that in mind, their winners were Best Actress, Kate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine. Best Actor, Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club. Best Supporting Actor, Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club. And Supporting Actress, Lupita Nyong for 12 Years a Slave. New Harris Poll released naming the top five most popular television personalities of 2013. They are number five, Jay Leno. Number four, Jim Parsons from Big Bang. Number three, Jon Stewart. Number two, Mark Harmon from NCIS. Any guess who number one was?
I'll say Jimmy Fallon.
I don't know.
Girlfriend? Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh.
Ellen DeGeneres, yeah.
Oh.
Hot scoop. Friends and family had some kind of intervention last weekend at Justin Bieber's house, begging Justin to go into rehab due to his drug use. Where is it? Selena Gomez put this thing together. United States Olympic officials and even the NBC television network are so worried about security for the Sochi Russian Winter Games, they have very quietly hired hundreds of additional security on their own for the games and voted the best New York Post headline of all time. So the story was about a decapitated man found in a sleazy nightclub by the morning crew when they opened the doors in the morning for business. The New York Post headline screams, "Headless body in topless bar." Only the New York Post could do that, folks. And who's opening up a all-kids restaurant? Very cool idea. America's Jessica Biel, England's Keira Knightley, or Australia's Nicole Kidman?
Nicole Kidman.
Keira Knightley.
America's Jessica Biel.
And
the first restaurant will open in Santa Monica this summer. I think it's going to be a very popular and successful franchise. Hey, everybody, have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow from Hollywood. Mike Evans, see ya.